42-year-old Andrew Goh died over the weekend due to injuries he sustained in last week's fire at the Radford Army Ammunition Plant. Officials say the flash fire occurred in the nitrocellulose drying facility. The plant is owned by the United States government and operated by BAE Systems. WDBJ-7 attended the press conference at the plant where RFAA Commander Lieutenant Colonel James Scott shared condolences.
This is a devastating loss to our arsenal family. Andrew made the ultimate sacrifice. Producing munitions for our warfighter is dangerous work, and we greatly appreciate his honor and his sacrifice.
The fire injured two other plant workers. At last word, Travis Mitchell had been released from the hospital while Dakota Grimmett remained in critical condition. The investigation into how the fire started is still ongoing. Madison Everett, WFIR News.